views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
Live an enlightened and authentic life by standing in your own power. Silver Gaia Radio, The Goddess Emergence with Dr. Bree Gibbs brings forth new information supporting the ascension process happening on the planet now. Learn the true meaning of the word goddess and why each and every one of us is a divine being. Dr. Bree travels multiple worlds, bringing through the unknown ancient knowledge and messages to help you remember who you truly are and live life with truth, trust, and passion. Now, here's your host, Dr. Bree Gibbs.
Welcome, everyone. I was able to meet a very special lady at an event I did in Palm Desert, Renee Barbeau, which is a Hay House author of The Winds of Spirit. I'll put this book right up right now. Everyone needs to get this book. My husband has looked at it and skimmed through it. I've read it. It's an amazing book. So I'm going to put this up right away first. She's a relationship specialist to help and, you know, teach us ancient wisdom tools for, you know, just your own self, the divine spirit that we are. I'm going to walk her on right now. Hi, Renee. Thank you for being with us today.
Hi, Bree. How are you today? I'm so thrilled to be here with you and your audience and that we got to meet.
I know. Isn't this great?
Yeah, so it's great.
So tell us a little bit about this great book.
I'm glad you have it because I just realized I don't have a candy show up here. But I do have a wind whistle and the wind cards. So several years ago, I started to write a book, and anyone who's ever written a book knows that you might be thinking you're writing one book, and by the time you get to the end of it, you're writing a different book. But this is even beyond that kind of transformational book, because this book feels like it was something that I was my purpose for here. This was like if there was a divine purpose of this lifetime, one of those very special moments was to birth this ancient wisdom back into the world because it had been hidden for so long. And that's how I view this. I don't view this as my book. I view this as the book that the Winds of Spirit chose me to write because, like they said, I'm good for working. And they figured I'd do the work to get it out there in the world.
Wow, that's an amazing job to be picked for the divine, by the divine to have you do this job and teach everybody. So, the one thing I wanted to ask you is why shamanism now and why the Winds of Spirit?
You know, for the last 30 years, I mean, my belief is that that you're always on your spiritual path. Whether you're 2 feet away from it, you've taken a left-hand turn, it's all your spiritual path. But particularly shamanism piqued my interest when I was 30 years old. I was the owner of a restaurant. I had this great big grand opening. And the next day, my father went home and had a massive stroke. To me, his massive stroke was my spiritual awakening. Because although he lived for a couple more years later, he could never really speak again. He had aphasia. And it was the reckoning moment for me where I had taken all the money up until that point that he had given me and spent it on drugs and alcohol and things that I thought to myself I didn't need. But then once all of a sudden there was like an end to that pot of gold, I realized, well, I need to do something different here. And so in the moment I quit drinking because I decided I didn't want to die at 52 either. And so when I put down the drink, then it took, for any addicts out there, it takes not always a one-step process. It took a lot longer than to put down the cocaine. But what happened once I put down the drink, I started to meet people. Like I met a nun who was running fire walks. Like up in Syracuse, New York, out in Norwalk, we went and did a fire walk out in the middle of the woods. And it was this most invigorating experience. And it took me into the realms of the unknown, like the you know, you do it more angelic, but I'm more earth-based. And from there, I ended up taking a soul retrieval class at Omega, which there's this full circle cycling because I'm teaching at Omega this summer. And like, that's where I started. So it's like super duper when the cycle comes full circle.
Right.
But, and I did a soul retrieval. And within weeks of doing the soul retrieval, I sold the restaurant and I found myself traveling west. Mm-hmm. I thought I was going to New Mexico to have a spiritual experience. And it was really, it was like the first time I had a vision. There was this Indian spirit standing in my room of a place that wasn't working out, blowing the wind west. And from there, I ended up in Peru where a couple of years later into Peru where the shaman, the Alto Masayo shaman said, you Westerners are the next tacos. You're the next shamans. And, you know, I didn't really understand what that meant. And they talked about diseases in the wind and, you know, it was just all translated and I didn't quite get it. Went to Chile and the shaman said, you got a really big job. And it's the name that I'm giving you translates roughly to the thing between passing, the sound between passing things. Big job. You're good for working. You'll get there. So I was always led to these more earth-based traditions. But then when I saw that we're really in a tenuous spot here on the world, I kind of started to understand what the shamans meant about it was up to the Westerners to start to really stand up for the earth and use these earth-based traditions. And when I uncovered the wind work, the winds taught me that some of our access to our power as shamans, as healers, has been closed off for 2,000 years or more. But and that opening up portals like to the wind allows people to fully embrace their power. And I don't mean power to say, okay, we're going to let people take the elephant tusks home and as rewards, but power, authentic power, where you can start to navigate and cooperate with anything that's being tossed at you in the world. And the wind is certainly being the nor'easter this week. Winds are going to continue to blow and they're going to get stronger. So this element of wind, this element of air is something that we can start to cooperate with and work with. Because if you think about it, when you're born, the first thing you do is you breathe, you bring in your wind, you exhale your wind. And some traditions in the native traditions called the wind, your spirit, your instanding wind. And so then when you die, you exhale and your instanding wind now becomes back part of the windscape. So it was like, well, this is really practical, even though it wasn't the book I started to write. Mm-hmm. And then it got crazy and more fascinating as I went. So that's why shamanism now, we're out of balance. And shamans were always concerned with bringing the community into balance so that people could thrive. There was food, mm-hmm. there was health, and, you know, there was regeneration.
Wow. I know that with Lemurian Shaman healing that I do.
Right.
We have to stay in balance no matter mm-hmm. what we do. And when I'm not in balance, it throws everything off, my home life, my business life, even with friendships.
You know, my shaman teacher used to say, if you ever want to know what's going on in your life, look at the clients who show up at your door. So if everyone's coming to you with, you know, when I first started, a lot of people showed up who were sexually abused.
Right.
Because I hadn't dealt with my own mm-hmm. issues around my early sexuality and all of that. And as I healed that, then people came to me with relationship issues.
mm-hmm. Well, no, I'm glad you brought that up. I've mentioned on the air that I was molested as a child and, you know, for a while there until I was about 19, different things happened. And I bring it up for a reason because it's like, that is a part I've had to heal or we couldn't keep going on. How are we to understand everybody else if we don't heal ourselves?
Absolutely.
You know, and be teachers or writers or just a good friend. you know, you have to know what you're talking about.
And to move that, you know, there's this big Me Too movement at right now, which I'm not trying to shut that down, but it's like, well, look at all these people who have an opportunity to heal in this moment because it's bringing people out of the woodwork. And, you know, so that I had to do in my amends work that I did with the 12 steps, I had to find out that I wasn't the victim in the abuse. And I don't mean that I wasn't victimized, but that I wasn't the victim, because I believe that we choose what we need to experience in order to grow.
That's true. I had left it for about 30 years from Washington. And one of my victimizer, that's what I want to say.
Right.
I had to see that person at a family reunion. And I went, oh, my gosh. Okay, I can do this. And he actually came up to me and said, I am so sorry for what I did to you when you were younger. Wow. And I remember reaching over to him and saying, it's okay. I forgive you. And I said, I love you. I gave him a big hug. It was done. Mm-hmm. You know, that love was there. I gave it to him. You know, and it transcended and muted into love. And I don't hold that ill will against him. He was young. You know, who knows what could have happened to him before he even came, that happened to me. You know what I'm saying? Because things do happen to people. But I'm really excited that you bring this up and about the alcoholism. And you're so just a true, authentic person and letting people know, I've been there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how you help people.
And as healers, you know that we have all of these experiences. Had I not had every last experience in my life, I would not be of service to other people, because I might have a nice, compassionate heart, but because I've been down in the ghetto of experience,
right,
I can relate to people across the border. Mm-hmm. And that to me is really key to the success of my work, is that I healed it in myself so that I could recognize it in you and help you see it in yourself.
Well, it's just like when we were talking, you said, I know you're hiding something. It was like, oh, yeah, I was hiding something, but it was personal. We talked about it, but it wasn't for everybody to know at that time. You know,
right.
It has to be just right, no matter what we're doing.
And I tell people in the Wind Clan all the time, after we do a ceremony live or something, I said, now, I want you to hold this sacred until you've processed it.
All right. Well, we need to take a quick break. We're back with more with Silver Guy Radio and our special guest, Renee Barbo.
Learn how to be you in today's world on New Soul Radio. Follow host Ruby Betty each month on Transformation Talk Radio as she introduces new rules for new souls in these new times. As a powerful spiritual thought leader, modern mystic, and clairsentient, Ruby Betty is propelled toward a single goal: to awaken human beings to their fullest potential. For more information on Ruby and her work, visit rubybetty.co.
Integrate spirituality into your everyday lives on Universe Soul Heart Radio. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Kathleen Johnson explores the concept of sensible spirituality, keeping you grounded, connected, and centered on the path to wholeness. Kathleen has dedicated her life to facilitating holistic healing and wholeness in others. Listen to Universe Soul Heart Radio and learn how to flourish, grow, and impact all we do on planet Earth. For more information, go to universesoulheart.net.
Silver Gaia Radio welcomes Dr. Cheryl Berry from Cafe of Life, a chiropractic and healing studio located in Kent, Washington. Dr. Cheryl is dedicated to guiding you on a journey of healing, wellness, and transformation through a proactive and vitalistic model of chiropractic. You can find her at drcherylberry.com, and you can also sign up for a free meditation and read her inspirational blogs at wayofthefeminineforce.com.
Your happiness is your choice on Natural Peace Radio. Follow Sarah Van Rieswijk as she addresses the power of emotions. Each month, Sarah covers different topics as she helps listeners activate their energetic spark and create powerful energy and amazing opportunities. Manifest your desires with Natural Peace Radio. For more information on Sarah and her work, visit naturalpeaceliving.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I am so thrilled to be talking to all of you. We have got talk radio for all of us. Are you ready and willing and able to accept all of the abundance you can muster up in your life? Yes! Check us out at drpatshow.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm. Oh my goodness.
Be you plus live your purpose equals joy. That's the motto of Unstuck Joy with Vicki Todd. Vicki believes you were born with gifts that are meant to make the world brighter. Each show will feature an art visioning journal prompt to help you create your way to soul clarity. If you're ready to get unstuck and create more joy, this show is for you.
Tune in the first and third Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit VickiWorldArt.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Renee's back here. If you can see her, I'm dancing and I'm just going, okay, you got it. You got it. During the break, we're talking about the wind whistle. Can you share a little bit for our...
Sure. This is a fascinating story. Well, I think it is. When I was in Mexico City, I took a group of people to do medicine work in Mexico a few years ago. And we were at the pyramids outside of Mexico City. And I heard the sound. Mm-hmm. And they're like, I have to know what that is. And I had the man sell me a whistle. It's not this one. And this is a part of it's a replica of a Jaguar whistle. But what makes this even more special, and I'm going to blow it for you in 1 second, is that I was doing research for the book and I randomly came across a sound scientist from Mexico City. And I said to him, you know, I really like the wind whistle, but I really want a friendlier face on it. I didn't want the death whistle look. So right. He actually cut the whistle apart and he said, well, I know a whistle maker. And so he introduced me to this man, and the man speaks no English and I speak very little Spanish. And I send him money and he sends me whistles and he wraps them in this beautiful pink paper every time he sends them because he knows that they're healing tools. What's crazy is that since we opened up this wind whistle connection in Mexico, they raised a supermarket in Mexico City, and underneath was eCattle's Wind Temple.
Oh, wow.
Since we did this, not right before the book went to press. And so it got it was like the last re-edit of the book, this happened. And so then, and last week I got an email from the wind whistler makers that the man who introduced us just recently died. And it was just like, so this wind work is really timely. It's way bigger than me. It's way bigger than all of us. But it has a purpose to get its message out in the world right now. So this is a replica, and they're flying off the shelves. Every week I'm ordering quite a few now. And they come with a set of wind cards. So this is a bag of wind. And I fought that for a long time, but it's a bag of wind. Mm-hmm. And I'm gonna play the wind whistle for you so you can learn how to play it.
Okay.
So can you see it? You put your hand here because you can regulate the flow of wind. Now, when you go in here to pull out a card, let's do it because it's nice to call a wind energy while we're doing it, if that's okay.
Oh, it's fine.
So I go in, and these are the 32 cultures in the cardinal winds in this sack, and they all have different qualities, which wind is not wind. Wind is the informer of tradition since the beginning of time. So people heard how to organize their communities in the wind. That's what I'm proclaiming. So very interesting. Today we pulled Yelena, the Turkish Yoruk wind of guidance, which makes sense with you because, you know, you're a guide too.
Nice.
Pause, reflect, and accept. Now, this is where I started to get this notion that before religion, people were wind believers, because before Muslims came into Turkey, people navigated through the desert and they were called wind believers.
Wow.
That's why I've got a group of wind believers. Is that fascinating? So
yes.
What's called Yelena? And she's the Turkish wind mother. A lot of these winds are wind mothers. And even if you go back to Mesopotamia, the wind is the complementary of the wind god. They're two parts.
Mm-hmm.
So they weren't like an either or. They were two aspects of the same spirit. And the Holy Spirit's a wind. Ruach is a wind. Nirvana's a wind. They're all wind. But this book is telling you that you can go direct to the source and have your own direct experience with God, or whatever you want to call that.
Right.
And that's what shamanism is all about, is having a direct revelatory experience for yourself, no intermediary. So I'm going to be the intermediary only because I'm going to blow the wind whistle. And we're going to call to Yelena. So if you feel comfortable at home, close your eyes, call to Yelena. And she comes from the desert, so she might come with a little stir, and see what message she brings for you. And I'm going to regulate the airflow, but I'm going to call to Yelena. And it usually, the quality changes by which wind we're blowing in.
Okay.
Ready?
I called upon her and I'm going, I just felt peace. It was just a peacefulness that came through me.
And the way that I visualized it, because everyone had, no matter how it came to you, because we all have our own symbols and our own way of interpreting. So the first thing that Yelena showed me for a message for everyone is that to know that wind in the desert starts when one piece of sand ricochets off another piece of sand until it creates more and more of an intense wind. Now, so in that ricocheting, so we're coming on spring, and I have spring events coming up because in my tradition, you plant your seeds in the spring.
Right.
New Year's resolutions are out, guys. We plant our seeds in the spring when the soil, the earth is ripe. And she was showing me that for people at home not to be frustrated, because the seeds you plant, even though you can't always see it, they ricochet off of each other and they gain momentum. And sometimes of what's going on now in the world is that this momentum's feeling like a simoon, a dust devil.
Mm-hmm.
And in the dust devils that can fly across the desert like this, it almost is like a wall of winds, a wall of dust. And sometimes because it's that wall, it takes with it all of the energy, all of the particles that are no longer needed in your life in order to move to where you need to go. And on the other side of a windstorm, after it all settles back down, is a clarity that the sky at night is bright and there's a clarity. So your ideas and all of the work that we're doing as light workers are starting to be ricocheting, creating a wall that's moving across the desert in order to bring clarity on this planet.
That is so true. That is very true. What's happening right now, and a lot of people don't understand it, it's a ripple effect.
Mm-hmm.
This is going on and on and on. It's amazing. Okay, so the other thing, thank you for doing that. I mean, mm-hmm. it was like a common piece that came through me. It was like, okay, good. I'm close to the bay, you know, and everything is like, oh my gosh.
And what I find with the wind whistle is that the first time you can use these for healing. And I have a client who calls me all the time. Would you send me a sleeping wind and I'll blow her over a wind for some sleep. But for people who are using them, it's a self, it's self-meditation.
Mm-hmm.
It's a self-medicating, it's a self-soothing tool that brings you back to zero when you use this wind whistle.
Well, that'd be good for like multidimensional travelers, even though we're all in the same thing right now, right? In the same dimensions. It's not like everybody's going fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth. It's all the same.
Right. Yeah.
And what's that? I can't wait to try it to see how it helps me even at night.
To bring you home.
To bring me home, calm me down so I can sleep. I mean, right. You know, that's just really great. So it's by error, trial, right?
Well, I've learned that the first wind breath in is about connecting you to the roots of the earth. The second one is to actually bring in Yelana in through the top. And the third one is like you create a donut around yourself, like a helix. So that you're protected in this safe bubble of this winds of spirit. I mean, because, you know, they keep reminding me when I get into fear about, you know, how am I going to do all this? And they're like, they laugh. Ha, ha, ha. We didn't wait 2,000 years to get, you know, to not get where we needed to go, basically. And I'm like, all right, whatever. And I feel taken care of in an unbelievable way. Because I know they've got my back.
Right. Right. Well, we have a minute left. That was such an amazing experience. When we come back, we're going to talk about how the wind helps you navigate your life. Back more with Renee and myself and Silver Gaia Radio.
Earth is an ever-changing being. Goddess Light, shamanic healer, Bree Gibbs guides us through the ascending worlds, bringing forth knowledge and truth. As a light creator, she is here to provide new information needed at this time in our evolution. Join Bree as she shares messages from guides, spirits, ascended masters, goddesses, and others. Tune in Thursdays, 1 p.m. Pacific, for Silver Gaia Radio.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Hoff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716 or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
Ignite your inner magic on Grow Your Soul Radio with Jane Matanga. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Jane Matanga explores how to overcome your fears to help you gain the inspiration you need to awaken your path to joy. Learn the way to life mastery and the enlightened path with Grow Your Soul Radio. For more information on Jane Matanga and her work, visit enlightened-path.com.
In this day and age, if you don't reinvent yourself, you may never find balance, peace, and the sustainable life that is your birthright. Angela Watson Robertson, known as the Reinvention Warrior and the host of breakthrough radio show Masters of Reinvention, is here to help you reinvent every area of your life. Tune in and hear from the best in the personal transformation business and discover tips and tools for positive change. Live every month on Transformation Talk Radio.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, Send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
The Janice Underwood Show, helping you create the life you want, not the life you tolerate. Tune in each Monday, 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as Janice delves into the life creator system and the next step in your spiritual evolution. Janice Underwood is gifted at helping spiritually minded people shift their mindsets to unleash the creator within. Our souls wish to wake us up. Those of us listening hear the call. Do you? For more information, visit JaniceUnderwood.com.
Welcome back, everyone. So, Renee, I got a question for you. How can the wind help navigate your life?
All righty. Sorry, I was just getting the directional cards. When I was writing Winds of Spirit, what I realized was that it was by no small surprise that the cardinal winds have been around since forever. From the cave drawings in Lascaux to the ones in Africa, people were always concerned where they were in space and time. And what they were always winds. And I thought, well, that's kind of curious. Why would everybody be using a wind? If you think about it. And what I realized was that the wind has been used as a structure of how we navigate this world. Since, you know, and maybe if we lived on another planet, there'd be another element. But here on this earth, that we've used the wind to find our bearings. And what I did then was I did an overlay of traditions from feng shui to AA to what I learned in the Lakota Sweat Lodge to all the way back as far as I could find all of these different traditions, and had a big chart in the middle of the living room with what everyone thought about the east wind and what everyone thought about the south wind. And so then what I did was I thought, like, well, that's interesting. So maybe we could pinpoint where we are at any given time. And came up with a very simple meditation that any time of the day you can close your eyes, start walking in your mind's eye, and see what direction you're heading in. Like when I just did it, I was heading west. Mm-hmm. And so then what I did was I took in, so west is about the physical mm-hmm. endings, harvest, and that's pretty much standard in most traditions, just as the east is new beginnings. You know, in the Bible, the east is there 23 times. And then in the south, this word I had a little room is I made it the emotional wind. Because if you think about the south and the noonday, oh yeah, the calendar clock, the noonday in a harvest cycle, it's when the sun's coming up, you're weeding your garden, there might be a light, delicate rain with a nice light wind to blow you off. And that kind of just feels like a raw, tender spot. And then the north is about your spirit. And let's go beyond the spirit, because we all have these great spiritual ideas, but if people in the community aren't buying in with us, we're standing there as a lone spiritual warrior. And right now, things like Facebook and things, while they bring us together, they separate us. So we need to get back to those communities, why I created the Wind Clan. And so you could just take for an example, you're going over to Trader Joe's, if you have a Trader Joe's, and all of a sudden, you know, you have people coming to dinner and you're in a hurry and everyone's moving as slow as molasses through there. Looks like they just let out the geriatric bus for everyone to do their midday shopping. But depending on where you are in your little navigational compass is how you're going to perceive it. Mm-hmm. You know, if you it's new beginnings, you might have the east is about your mind. You can quickly go in and see what's going on. Oh, it's my mind. I think that I deserve more room in the store than they do. Mm-hmm. And you could snap yourself right back into your center.
Correct.
You could be having an emotional day or this is self-centered work because captains sail their ships from their own wheelhouse. you could be having an emotional day and you just want to get home, mm-hmm. you know, or you're just, if you're like, but you're just, you know, you've got people coming over for dinner, you're in a rush, or maybe you're in a really positive spiritual mood and everything's going right. You get up to the long line and they open a new checkout counter and say, oh, come over here. You know, so just a quick idea of what's going on. Is it my thinking right now, my emotions? Is it my physical body? I'm hungry. I shouldn't be shopping. Or my spiritual self gives you an accurate bearing all the time where you are in your world, so you can then make a more informed decision and respond instead of react.
So it works with all four parts of the body then. That's great.
Absolutely.
That's important.
And it's a little more, you know, like I teach a 5-week course twice a year on how to really go into the other components of it. That's really simplifying it. But in the book, there's four cardinal directions. And if you're like a nor'easter comes through, right? What's it do? It shuts down the city.
Right.
It brings you time to rest. But then after a nor'easter, it's again a nice clear sky, you know, nice fresh air. So we need those east winds to blow in order for transformation to happen in our life.
Wow. And we've had a lot of wind up here lately, a lot.
You know, the shaman in Peru used to tell that things were going to come on the wind. And like, then I thought I didn't, well, at the time I put it in a prophecy video that I made that, you know, diseases were going to come on the wind. I had no conception that everything was going to come on the wind. Uh-huh. Just like people were informed thousands of years ago how to navigate through the desert by a wind, we're being told how to navigate this transformational time we're in by the wind. And I thought when I got this job assignment, I'm there, people hate the wind. What do you mean you want me to write a book about the wind? And I was like, now there's what, over 1,500 wind believers, and you know, the book's been a number one new release for weeks and all of that.
I'm gonna put it back up.
All right,
let's get this back up. And but it's true, the wind does a lot. So so from where I'm at, I'm headed north.
Okay.
And so let's bring that up a little bit more, because there's a lot that's going up here on the north side here.
All right, so when you closed your eyes, you were traveling north?
Yes.
Okay, so what I would say that, okay, you, when you're in the north, it's beyond the furthest mountain. It's okay. When we hibernate. It's when those seeds that we planted are in the cold ground waiting to grow seeds. They're waiting to sprout. Because seeds only grow when conditions are right. What does that mean? What the time, the temperature, and, you know, the conditions. So you've planted something. You're at the end of a cycle that's now waiting to take form and go out into the world, bringing forth into something new. So we like to think over in the West, we get our rewards, right? Because you're harvesting. No, right. Think about a harvest. You put your stuff into a silo and hope that you're going to have enough food for the winter. So mm-hmm. you're coming out of that winter space, and the rewards start to come over in the Northeast, right? Where you start to see, did the community buy into this idea? Because I ran a holistic network for 10 years and it didn't have the community buy in. So I felt like I was carrying a Santa Claus bag of people around with me who wanted me to do everything for them. But yet when I found the wind, I got the community buy-in, and people, I don't even really advertise the Wind Clan, and yet 10 people, 12 people a week come over there and join up.
You have such, I know, it's a large, large, large group. I would recommend everyone to check out her group, the Wind Clan. It's helped me in just different things. And you're right. I mean, you know, being in the north and what happened to me and, you know, during the time I had my eyes closed. And yes, different things are popping up that I want to generate with my business and my own personal life. And that's very true. The seeds are planted.
So what happens then? We move to the east, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So when we go to the east, that's how, and this is the work in my 5-week class coming up, is about the east work. What beliefs do we have? What are our belief systems that are going to help us grow or help limit us? And I don't look at them as good or bad. Like when the book got picked up by Hay House, I was like, oh, well, this is great, you know. But then I had limiting beliefs right away after that. Those seeds were planted. The beliefs came in and said, you're a fraud. No one's going to believe this. you know, and they were just ancient beliefs that I had to shift.
Right.
So we do that in the East. And sure enough, as soon as we get through some of those limiting beliefs, there's a place called the doldrums, south of the equator.
Yeah.
Two places where there is no movement. So we've got our ideas. We're going to go. And then all of a sudden, the universe says pause. Mm-hmm. I waited for a year, 14 rejections before Hay House picked up the book. You know what I mean? And they had said no several times.
Mm-hmm.
So then south, then we're going to have to deal with whatever emotional stuff that we have around this idea.
Mm-hmm.
How do I get along with groups? How do I shift? What still needs to be healed from my emotions in order to bring this forward? And then we can go over to the harvest. In the West, then we get to harvest those things. And you might go around the cycle several times for one project. You go around it daily. You go, and then maybe three big cycles in your life. So it's a cycle. It's a circle that we continue to go around.
Wow. That's amazing. That is amazing. I know about your five-week course coming up. We're going to talk about that later because I'm actually going to take it. I'm excited about it.
It's a great course.
It is. I'm really excited about it. But things that you just said about the north, southeast, and west winds, it all makes perfect sense to me. Where I never thought of it before. Before I read your Winds of Spirit, since you don't have the book, I'll put it up for you again. There you go. Okay. So we're putting this book up, about 5-6 times a day. You know, it takes a lot to get me to believe into something that I really truly feel in the heart center. And your book hit me so hard. And what I need to look at in myself and how the wind can help. And the other day I was having some issues, and you know, I have a 19-year-old son that I've talked about, and I went, okay, I'm gonna take a walk. Like when we were talking on the phone, you said, I'm gonna take a walk. And it was just a little bit of wind. And then all of a sudden, all this wind just came up. And I walked around the block and I'm going, by the time I got back, it was all cleared out of me, what I was upset about. And it's like, this makes sense. You know, so take 5 minutes. We only have a couple few seconds left before I take a break. But, you know, take a few minutes, walk outside barefoot on your grass and let that wind twirl around you and get everything out of you.
Wind walk.
I'm telling you. And it's a wind walk. It really is. And we'll be right back with more of Renee and myself and Silver Guy Radio.
Learn to keep your best friend happy at Button Veterinary Hospital, your veterinarian in Tacoma, Washington, a full-service companion and animal hospital providing quality veterinary care throughout the life of your pet. At Button Vet, they understand the special role your pet plays in your family and are dedicated to becoming your partner in your pet's healthcare. To learn more about Button Vet, Dr. Danielle Jensen, and their other incredible veterinarians, visit buttonvet.com.
Are you ready to stop stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem from running your life? Join award-winning author Dr. Friedemann Schaub for Empowerment Radio and learn breakthrough solutions to switch out of survival mode and approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in the first and third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific to Empowerment Radio with host Dr. Friedemann Schaub on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com to learn more.
Tune in to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio to harness your connection with the universe to effect change for optimal success and happiness. Named one of the country's top psychics, Eve now brings her insights and gifts to this weekly hit call-in show, joined by visionaries, leaders, and gifted others, but mostly you. Jot it down, Thursdays, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you stuck in unhealthy habits, toxic relationships, or low self-esteem? Do you crave a life of inspiration, love, self-acceptance, and fun? Sounds like you're on the verge. On the verge to your next big thing. Join Laura Richer, host of On the Verge Radio, helping you use your breakdown for a breakthrough, overcome life's greatest challenges, and live the life you want and deserve. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio or visit SeattleHealingHypnosis.com for more information.
Choose the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. The Cornelia Stephanie Show is your catalyst for anchoring heaven on earth on a global scale. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
Do you know how powerful your thoughts and beliefs are in determining your experience of your life? Is it really true that simply by changing some of the words you use in your day-to-day language, that you can change your life? I'm Megan Edge. Join me on Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host Dr. Pat on Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to seeing you there.
To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Welcome back, everyone. So, Renee, I got one more question for you. Strong winds are blowing. And what does that mean for me?
Last year, my younger sister, she's 10 years younger, calls me up and said, Renee, all of these hurricanes and all of these winds, what do you make of it? And I looked at her. I said to her, well, you know, it's good timing for my book and it's going to be a bestseller. And she just cracked up.
Hey, you put it out there. You put it out there.
I didn't, trust me. I just want to preface this, everyone who's listening. I didn't make the strong winds blow. I'm just interpreting what they've been sharing with me so that we can understand what's going on globally right now. Because otherwise, it makes absolute no sense to us if we just take it item by item. And about taking it item by item, my latest new advice to people is stop it. Stop right now. Pick one cause this year. Not 10. One cause that you want to really put yourself and say, hey, this is what I'm standing for. And not trying to stand over here and over here. And because what's happening is other energies understand how energetics work. And they're sitting there saying, let's divide people a little bit further so that even within the gay community, they're all fighting with the, you know, with the, within each other and the other communities, you know, the spiritual community is fighting within itself from the far left to the not so far left. And so it's working to divide us. And if I was telling you, when the wind goes through the desert, what happens? The grains of sand bounce off of each other and they work together.
Right.
The way we're going to create a strong wind in order, because I'm trusting that you're on this call because you believe that you want to have a world for your seven generations down the road, that we want to work together. And what that means is find your one cause and then go meet your neighbors and find out what you have in common with them. Last week, I was at a really high-end country club. We didn't sit there and talk politics. We talked about somebody's children, about this, because we were meeting on the similar grounds, not what's dissimilar about us. Somehow in the last couple of years, these chaotic winds have come in and they've been used to separate us. We're not separate. The wind that I breathe right now, Bree's going to get tomorrow. So if you're breathing in a wind of love and you're standing for something that's important, you're standing for me too.
Right.
I don't need to stand for 10 different causes. I work with Safe House of the Desert. I do the Wind Clan and I work in treatment. Those are what enough.
Right.
You know, I love animals and I share it, but that's not my cause.
Mm-hmm.
I hope that's your cause. I want that to be your cause. But we have to take that you're our cause, and we bound together by what brings us together that's different but similar in us.
I like that because there's no separation. We're all one.
For the win.
Win, however you want to put it. And it's just we're all one. And some people say, well, it's important I know this, 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 and this. And I'm going, no, it's not. We're all working together as one. I'm no better than you. You're no better than me. We just do different causes and different jobs. You know, and somebody said, if you say a job, it's drudgery. And to me, this new job I have, it's not. It's fun for me.
So, and again, that's separation.
Mm-hmm, it is separation. Mm-hmm. And so I'd like to talk about, before we have to go in further, I want to talk about your five-week course that you have coming up. Can we please?
Sure. The first thing that I have coming up is, well, next week, if you're in New York City, I have a wind work workshop Thursday night at the Alchemist Kitchen in the Bowery. And please join me. We're going to make wind knots. And sailors used to make wind knots, and they'd let them go for the energy. And this is wind knots specifically towards a seed you're planting in the spring. If you're not in New York, I'm going to do it again live on Facebook next month, a week from Monday, I believe, on the 19th. And you can join me for free, and we're going to do wind knots and how to empower your spring. And that's an introductory class, which you can do. But then I have a five-week program twice a year in the spring and in the fall where you actually look at your own dynamics of creativity. How do I create in the world each and every single time? And then how do I plant seeds based on the way that I create? Not the way that you create, but the way that's my personal creation. And then how do I align my beliefs to the seeds that I plant so that they can grow corn?
I like that. That makes a lot of sense to me. This will be a great, great five-week course. I suggest everybody watch the Facebook one. That's free to get the idea. Take this five-week course, and you're going to learn a lot. I know I'm going to. Is how can people connect with you? That's the one thing. What's the best way they can connect with you?
People can connect with me through my website, which is thepracticalshaman.com.
Mm-hmm.
They can come over to the Wind Clan because I check into the Wind Clan every single day. And I read what everyone says. Sometimes it takes me days to think about what they said because in the Wind Clan, people aren't, like a lot of times people are just promoting their own businesses on groups.
Right.
People share their experiences in this group. That's you notice that?
So, I mean, it is. That. It's like, wow. And then I've noticed some, and I'm not going to name a name of people on there, right? But there was some experiences that were exactly like mine that I was going through one day. And I went, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, thank you so much for explaining this to me. And, you know, because, you know, I'm new with this, the wind energy, right? Of your type of shamanism. We'll say it different.
Right, exactly.
You know, so I worked with the wind another way, but this is another way to work with the wind that is almost the same, but it's different. But it's enough to clear. But I saw comments that would fit my husband, that fit me, that fit other people. Join that Wind Clan, guys. I'm telling you to our listeners, you need to join the Wind Clan. Mm-hmm. Renee has a lot to offer all of us. So we have 3 minutes left. What else, Renee, do you want to share with anybody?
Well, I want to hear can I hear about your shamanic Lumerian style a little bit?
So we're almost at the end of the show, so I'll give you a couple minutes. With Lumerian shamanic healing, we work with, you know, air, wind, fire, water, right?
Mm-hmm.
But we're all equal. There's no difference. And we believe in the goddesses, right? So we talk about Pele, Mariah, Isis, Gaia, Kuan Yin, all the goddesses. But goddesses also stand for guardians of a developing society, which is men and women. So with the shamanic healing that I do is more of the angels, but yet of the elves and yet of the, you know, of the earth and Gaia, you know, or whatever name you want to call her, Mother Earth, you know, it's all combined into one. So you're working with as above, so below.
Mm-hmm.
It's working all together in one. There is no separation. that's the thing I like about it.
And I wish, that's great.
Yeah. So it's really important. And when this great in 2013, when you heard about the seminar happened to me and Mother Mary stood in front of me and I thought, okay, what am I going to do now? What am I going to do now? And it was like, it's all unfolding naturally. Mm-hmm. The seeds are planted, the wind blew, and here we are. I want to thank you, Renee, for being on Silver Guy Radio and Transparency Talk Radio. It's been a great honor for all of us. You have so much to offer. I'm going to show the book one more time. Yours, I watched you. Here it is. Get this book. It will do a whole lot for all of us. It's been an amazing experience for me. It's got some wrinkles in it, and I'm enjoying it, and every day I pick it up. Thank you so much, Renee.
Thank you for having me, Bria. I'm so glad we got to meet in person, too.
I know. It's great. Mm-hmm. And this time better because I get to know more. All right, guys. Thank you very much. And I'll see you next week on Silver Gaia Radio.
You've been listening to Silver Gaia Radio, the Goddess Emergence with Dr. Bree Gibbs. Join Dr. Bree Gibbs Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. Each show is designed to share and discuss timely key messages and truths. Dr. Bree brings forth gods and goddesses, ascended masters, and others to communicate the information our world needs.
For more information about Dr. Bree or the Silver Gaia Show, visit drbreegibbs.com.